I'm a captain.
And I'm a chicken.
And there's no guest this week.
Bum, bum, bum.
Hey, hey, that's it's my bum, 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 asshole.
Yeah, yeah, you have a bum, bum, bum. So you a bum, bum, bum.
Whatever. And, yeah. Welcome to Captain Chicken and a non-guest podcast. What are we on, episode 3?
Yes, this is the third one. I know it's a little short to not have a guest, but, eh. We're basically going to take the time to maybe do a little bit of an introductory to ourselves, since we haven't really done that.
Yeah, we haven't done that since I had to fire our other correspondent, so. Yeah. You want to go first, or do you want me to?
You go first, so I know what to do.
Boo! You suck!
Yeah.
Okay. Alright. My name is Don Bruce Wayne. Yes, that is my name. It's on my driver's license. I love it. okay. My name is Don Bruce Wayne, and I don't know. I'm a huge fan of comics, video games. I cosplay from time to time. I try not to cosplay as an anime character because I kind of have a girly face, and I don't want people to accuse me of being a cosplayer. Like, God, I hate it when girls cosplay as dudes. And it's like, I'm not a girl! No! that is one of my biggest fears and why I don't cosplay as anime characters. Even though I kind of want to. Especially, I want to cosplay as Adam Blade from Needless. Ugh, but I don't have a 20-pack abs. And I'm not, like, 8 foot tall.
Right.
I don't know. Let's see. Been a big comic book reader almost all my life. I'm actually from a little place in the UK called Belfast, Ireland, a.k.a. This place sucks. Don't go here. It sucks. And I grew up around the whole Civil War thing when Belfast was fighting for its freedom against the Crown. Obviously not the Crown, but they were fighting to become their own nation or their own place of... they just didn't want to be a British colony anymore. The same way with Southern Ireland. So, I grew up around a lot of bad stuff. Even to the point, I spent 2 weeks in a refugee camp.
Ooh.
Yeah. Yeah.
This gotta
a little,
suck.
It was, the people there were really friendly.
Well,
I mean,
that.
It was just people making the best of a bad situation. So, there's that. I moved to the States when I was about 12. Spent the next 5 years in a military school, and when I was 17, I actually joined the Marine Corps. I later transferred to the Army. Years later, here I am. I don't know. Is that good enough? Is that good enough for the people at home? Am I good enough for you people? Are you dancing now? Are you?
Captain, why are you going to be dramatic?
Because drama is the first... drama is one half of comedy.
I guess, given the little masks, but...
I don't know what the fucking... that was kind of like my intro with the other podcast, right?
Kind of, yeah, I mean...
Okay.
That's how you just...
Fuck, what else should I say?
I don't know. I think that's pretty good.
Okay.
But
I don't know. Your turn, I guess.
Yeah, I guess we'll just have to wait for feedback. But anyway, my name is...
God, this captain guy sucks. Fuck.
Says all the comments.
All the comments.
But, yeah. My name is Donald Christian Laborde. But,
your name is Donald.
Yeah.
funny.
Yeah, but I go by my middle name of Christian.
Donald.
Why is that funny to you?
No, I don't know, because a lot of people think my name is Donald or Donnie, when I'm just like, no, I was born with the name Don.
Like Donny Osmond?
Not like Donny Osmond, like Don Osmond.
Donny Osmond.
I don't know. I don't think I've ever met a person with the name Donald before.
Well, my dad's actually name is Donnie, so...
How about that?
Yeah, but... But I
Where
come
from
a...
Donald.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, I won't do it again. Where are you from?
So I'm from Lafayette, Louisiana. I'm, I was born in a smaller town called Bunky out, kind of, you know, in the country area of Lafayette. Not too far from Lafayette, but, But I was only, like, a couple years, and then we moved here for about the rest of my life, so...
I like how you phrase that. About the rest of my life.
Exactly. You gotta keep them guessing, Captain.
Alright. Okay.
But, yeah, I'm pretty much into same things as Captain here. But I don't cosplay. I've never actually been to a convention before. I've actually just watched... the only convention that I've... the closest thing to going to a convention is watching BlizzCon through a stream. But...
Oh, yeah, you were into World of Warcraft a lot for a while, weren't you?
Yeah, I was, but MMOs kind of got too repetitive for me. It was just about, like, the same thing over and over, which is why I rerolled a lot of characters.
I felt like a monkey in a grinder.
Yeah, a little bit.
Give me gold! Give me gold!
Yeah, but that's pretty much about me.
I don't know. That's short and sweet. You like basically the same things I do. I don't know. So
that's the podcast. See ya.
No, it's not. Stop that. Something that I saw. Guess what bill just got passed yesterday.
What was it? CISPA or something?
CISPA. Yeah. The Cybersecurity Act. AKA, it's basically a worse version of SOPA.
Right.
You can't silence the internet. I mean, even if you do, so what? You silence America. Big deal.
Yeah, that violates, which amendment? The second or fourth? I forget.
Let's see, the First Amendment is freedom of speech. The Second Amendment is right to bear arms.
Okay, it must be the fourth, I think.
I don't know. People are going to be like, oh, you're a terrible American. You should go back to Ireland.
You should go back to Louisiana. Wait.
You assholes don't know the Bill of Rights. Yeah. And guess what? Guess what was the main driving force behind this?
What?
The Boston bombings.
Really? What does the internet have to do with the Boston bombings?
They were saying that they wanted... The Boston bombings could have somehow been prevented if they had cybersecurity. Are you kidding me?
They actually put a YouTube video up discussing their plans.
Yes! If I don't get 50,000 subscribers by tonight, I shall blow up Boston! We shouldn't be joking. People died.
Yeah, this was going dark.
I don't mean anything by it, I swear.
Rest in peace.
I think it was two people, but I think over 100 people were injured, but nothing too serious.
I don't know, I've heard lots of stories saying this many people died and this many people died, so...
No, I know it was only two people.
Okay.
No. It was only two people, or I might be thinking about the fertilizer incident.
Fertilizer incident?
Did you hear about... Yeah, in Texas... some fucking hick town. I can't remember. I believe it was near Houston, one of the cities near there. And yeah, a fertilizer plant actually caught fire and exploded.
Can poo catch on fire?
I don't think it was poo. I think it was a chemical based
Oh, okay. To
fertilizer.
go into the fertilizer.
Yeah. And get this. It's the chemical plant, and then two buildings over is an elderly folks home.
Well,
And across the street from that is a elementary
what
school.
is this, a friggin' comic book?
Yeah, no, what is this? Sim City?
Yeah,
Come
seriously. Who
on.
puts that?
Zoning laws, asshole Texas representatives.
What was next to
Fuck.
that daycare center? A nun church? Or monastery, whatever you call it?
Yeah, a monastery. I wouldn't be surprised. But I don't think anyone was hurt in the fertilizer explosion. But it's still the fact that it fucking happened. And it was so close to an elderly home and an elementary school.
Yeah.
I swear, the world is falling apart. Don't know why. On a lighter note, Injustice. Oh God, Injustice. I love this game.
Yeah, it looks really fun. I've seen a lot of stuff about it. I've seen streams, I've played the demo. I've seen a lot of reviews about it. It looks very interesting. I think I'm going to get it.
Yeah, I think I'm gonna mention this in the not so cheap review. That if you take Tekken, Street Fighter, and Mortal Kombat, and you have this love child, and you put that love child in spandex, you have this game. I know, it sounds really weird, but yeah, it's the fighting system, Phil. It kind of uses the Mortal Kombat engine. But it uses certain characters that take traits from other fighting games, like Solomon Grundy, the zombie gangster. Yeah, that's the thing. The zombie gangster plays almost exactly like
Yeah,
Zangief
he's a
from
grappler
Street
character,
Fighter.
basically.
Yeah, and even his super is basically Metal Zangief mode. So there's that. There's zoners. There are comboers. I really enjoy the game. I've played every fighting game in the last 5 years. I think the worst one was Street Fighter Cross Tekken. I hated that one.
Yeah, I've seen a few things on it. It didn't look that interesting.
It was bad. I felt bad after buying it.
Like,
I didn't feel as much a ripoff as I did when I bought Ultimate Marvel vs. Capcom. I felt really ripped off when I bought
that's why
that.
you always have to wait for the ultimate version of the fighting game when it comes to Capcom Fighters, Captain.
Okay, yeah, when it comes to Capcom, yeah, NetherRealms have never done that. So, when I was talking to you about how, it's a sure thing. NetherRealms wouldn't do that because they actually take pride in their fighters. The story is amazing in Injustice. It takes a really darker turn than what most people are used to.
Especially with one of the most lighthearted characters in DC.
Yeah, with fucking Superman. You fucking see Superman. You see him in the opening cutscene kill the Joker. Like, no joke, rip Joker's heart out. Fucking Kano style.
Yeah.
Kalima for Krypton. So it's really the fighting system. Each character has their own little powers. You can activate with the
Yeah,
standard V button.
a very unique thing about the game is that every character has their own little special trait that nobody else has.
Yeah, so it makes every character feel different. Like Superman uses the power of the sun to get a damage and a strength boost, but after he exhausts all the power of the sun, he's actually twice as vulnerable. See? But he's twice as strong while he's using that power. Or Flash can tap into something called the Speed Force, where he makes everything around him go slow motion. And he's just fucking no moving normal
I
speed.
know, and it's like every little level and detail for these characters, like even the extra skins.
The levels. Oh God. If you are a DC Comics fan, or, You know a little bit something about it. You will see these little Easter eggs in the background, and you'll really admire the attention to detail.
Yeah, NetherRealm's really did their homework on the DC universe for this.
Yes. NetherRealms have made an exceptional fighter, and spoiler alert about the review, I'm going to say it's possibly my favorite fighter in the last 5 years.
I know,
probably the last decade.
Yeah, I've seen so many like little details into this to the DC universe because me and Catherine have been like watching a lot of DC stuff lately.
Mm-hmm, to get ready for Injustice. I'm a big comics fan as well, and I can't get you to sit down and read these comics with me. So, the next best thing is to get you to watch the movies and the cartoons and the animated movies. And
yeah,
whatnot.
As I was watching him play the Injustice, I was like, we were like both pointing out these like little attention to detail things about each level and character. Yeah. It was like, oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, like there would be costumes from the Golden Age of heroes. Like you would see retired heroes' costumes in the Hall of Justice,
yeah.
Or you would see certain heroes chilling out in the background.
Yeah, you would actually see like a Parasite like watching, or like in the Watchtower, you would see a Martian Manhunter just like floating around, like, oh, what's going on here? What are you two fighting about?
Yeah, I just like to think the reason that Batman and Superman are fighting, my soaps are on. The hell, your soaps? Cartoons, Bruce! That's it, we fight. And then Martian Manhunter comes over, and he's like, what are you two fighting about? Stop breaking the scenery on each
come on,
other.
I just prepared that javelin for launch. There, oh, come on.
Oh, and a neat little thing. Every level, I think one or two don't. But I think Atlantis and something else. But most levels have two different stages in that level. So I think there is, what is it, 3 times 7, close to 21 stages. And each stage has a second, you can smack them into the other stage.
Yeah.
Which is this part of the same stage. Like, each level has two
like
stages.
Like how the old Mortal Kombat games, like, is you would uppercut them into another floor. But these are a lot more...
Yeah, these are a lot more fleshed out.
Wow.
I never made that correlation. Good call. Fuck. I seriously never made that connection. Huh. Well. Speaking of Injustice, something has been on my mind for the last, week, 2 weeks. I'm a huge Batman fan, if you can't tell, audience. I did the whole Batman month, where I planned to do more, but computer crashed and a bunch of shit. And, I did Batman videos. And I was talking to people, and people actually believe Batman would beat Superman in a fair fight.
Yeah, that's not Batman's thing, is fair fight.
Are you kidding? Yeah, he doesn't... If it's a fair fight, it's not a fight for Batman. And if you give prep time to Batman for a fair fight, you gotta give prep time to Superman. And what Superman can do, he can chill out in the sun for about 20 minutes and fucking throw the earth around. Like, literally push the earth. He can do that. He's got fucking radiation suits that can prevent from kryptonite. And it's All-Star Superman actually became immune to kryptonite for a while. Oh, hey, yeah, that deadly thing that fucks me. I'm not affected by it anymore. I chewed out in the sun. No.
Well, that's kind of unfair. Duh. I mean, I just got this.
I am the knight. So yeah, if you give Batman prep time, you got to give Superman prep time. There's that, and the argument of Superman just a brawler, and Batman is a master martial artist of every martial art on the planet. Wrong. Superman is not just a brawler. He is a master of Kryptonian martial arts. Torchasm Ro and Torchasm Val, I believe. they're called. Basically, a mental martial art and a martial art to disable someone's pressure points. To disable them that way. So, just think about that. A guy with super strength and super speed fucking with your pressure points to disable you.
Yeah, that's something I don't ever get about, like, strength-based characters. Is why they never learn martial arts.
Yeah, that's my problem in comics, too. That you see a motherfucker, like, oh, I have super strength. I can just punch people. And it's like, well, what if someone, boom, hits you with a strength-sapping ray? What are you gonna do now, tough guy?
Yell at him?
Take that. So, is there anything on your mind you wish to talk about? Let's move away from superheroes.
Right.
And
yeah. Mainly about me is, well, I don't know. There, yeah. I haven't really been doing anything too special lately. I've just mainly been helping my brother move into the house next door to mine. He's actually renovated that. It's going well. He's almost finished, and
not gonna be a little weird having your brother live right next.
Not really. I'm kind of excited about it. I think it's gonna be awesome.
Okay.
Like,
I've
been spending the last week working on that. You know.
Yeah. If I had to live near my family, I think I would fucking go insane.
Guess that's just some people.
Some people like their family. I am not some people.
Who is this Mr. People?
Oh, God. Who are them? Okay, something I saw about is the Defiance game. I kind of want to talk about this. Do you know anything
about
it?
I know it's a game based off of a TV show or vice versa.
Yeah. The TV show hasn't been made yet. The TV show and the video game were going to be made in conjunction.
Oh, okay, so it's like promoting the show. I saw it was going to be on, like, Sci-Fi, I think, right?
Yeah. I think so. It might not be. It might be on ABC. Like one of the 7, 9, and 12 standard analog channels.
But, yeah, I saw, like, this big old... It's supposed to be, like, this kind of MMO kind of game.
Yeah. I've seen some stuff on it, some first impressions. I don't know. I'm not impressed.
Yeah, I don't know. It doesn't look all that neat to me. Like, it's already been done.
It's been done, and it's been done better?
I guess. I mean...
What I did see from it is the customization in it is actually pretty interesting. That you can take a gun and you can put literally any attachment that you want on this gun. You want a drum barrel? Boom, drum barrel. You want it to shoot fire? Boom, fire. You want it to have this type of scope? Boom, this type of scope. Oh, you don't like scopes? Fine, iron sights. So there's a lot of customization to it. And if you're, you know, say, I know you're the type of character who likes having a chain gun over me, that I like having a precision sniper rifle or something like that.
Yeah, I am more of the run and gun type.
So, it actually tells you what certain parts, where you have to go, what you have to do to get
them. Interesting.
So, there's that. Like, you can take a rifle... And you can augment it into becoming a sniper rifle, or you can augment it into becoming a fucking chain gun.
That's really awesome.
Yeah. Yeah, there's a good amount of customization there. The combat, to me, in this game, is possibly the saving grace of it. It's an action MMO, if that
right,
makes
like,
sense.
Right, like...
Do you remember City of Heroes?
It's more
that
of a
straight
to the
MMO
point, less grind type of MMO.
Yeah, that you don't just go there and you push one button to fucking shoot magic missile. No, it's actually a bit real time, and you actually have to aim and shoot. It's a third person shooter. And something interesting about this game is actually shit that happens in the game can affect the TV show, and vice versa. Because it's not a prequel that's happening to the show, and the show isn't a prequel to the game. They're happening at the same
time. That is pretty interactive.
Yeah. They said that they can't really do much with season one because, well, it's a new concept. But since they do have an automatic three seasons with whoever, that the game will definitely play a parallel to the
I don't know, that
show.
sounds a little ambitious and risky, don't you think?
It's extremely risky. It is the type of high risk, high reward thing. It's assuming that people are going to be playing your fucking game 3 years
Yeah.
from now. Yeah, it's fuck. Mass Effect came out like Mass Effect 3 came out like what last or 2 Novembers ago, and I don't fucking play it. And I love the Mass Effect series.
My God, think if Blizzard did that with the World of Warcraft.
What, just made a World of Warcraft
Yeah, make
okay,
a Warcraft
I
show.
think I would play WoW. Yeah, I think I would play WoW just for that, just to interact. Like, oh shit, hey, look, it's Cerulean from the game in the show. Whatever. Or, you know, the different seasons transition. Like this season, the fucking the blood elves and the fucking the squid
Draenei.
people. I can't remember their name. Draenei, yeah, this season the Draenei come here. Next season, the fucking Lich King shows up and starts fucking everyone up. Or the next season, Cataclysm happens and the fucking dragon comes and kills people.
Yeah, it's like I wonder how that would interact though, like how the interaction in the game would work. Like I guess with dailies and whatnot, I suppose. Like they kind of actually had something like that with the Encourage and the vanilla WoW. Like yeah, like
Did they?
actually they would have like certain dailies that you would have to do to actually like open the gates to the actual raid dungeon and whatnot. And like yeah,
Oh,
like
wow.
you actually like the server actually had to do this to open these gates for a while to actually do the raid. Like if your server didn't do these, then you couldn't do nobody in the server could do this raid yet.
Oh, wow, that's
Yeah,
really
no, vanilla
interesting.
WoW was a lot more intuitive. Like
Yeah, something to me that really interested me is when I did play WoW for a short amount of time, I played a undead rogue. And people were telling me about how undead are basically reskinned humans, like down to the fucking T. And I was asking about it, and they said apparently in vanilla WoW, undead actually had undead qualities in PvP and PvE and whatnot. Like they couldn't be CC'd. So in PvP, you can't like fucking get a warlock or something and then just stun them and go for the objective. But on the opposite end of that, paladins like the holy magic would wreck
Yeah.
their shit. So. And that adds a lot of
Yeah, that's what I'm
role-playing to
talking
it.
like that's what I liked about like earlier WoW is like they took away more and more role-playing aspects of the MMO.
Yeah. And from what I've heard, friends of mine who are like big into WoW, they're just like, yeah, it sucks. Right before they went to go play Guild Wars.
Like that's what I really
So.
liked about the older WoW. Like they had so many of these role-playing ingenuity factors that even reflected the RTS Warcraft 3. Like, yeah, like
Did it.
paladins had these spells and whatnot that actually did this and worked like this, you know, all this. And I was like, wow, this
Oh.
is actually really cool. Like how they evolved this MMO from the RTS. Like that's pretty much how WoW was made.
What about
Dota.
Dota? How was
Dota was
Dota made?
basically a fan-made game type. Like in the end of the old RTS, you could actually like there was like a little game mode creator that you could make. Like and people would make like a bunch of their own little
Oh,
mini
wow.
games. And basically Dota was one of those and it was just became really popular. And yeah, they actually took actual units in the game and actually made them into hero units for the characters. And sooner or later, the guys who made Dota actually just like branched off into their own little company and made officially Dota 2, which is their own licensed thing. Yeah, the
That's
very first
interesting.
MOBA. At least that's what I hear from the story of it. So I thought that was pretty cool.
Yeah, definitely. Is there anything use or is there anything that's coming out soon that you're excited about
Yeah, definitely
game-wise?
Pikmin 3, which I finally hear has a release date. I hear it's sometime in August, so.
You and fucking
I love that
Pikmin,
game series, and
goddamn.
I was really excited about it. That's.
Dude, I have been your friend since 2009. I
It
know
was
you
the
love
only reason I
Pikmin.
wanted a Wii U. It was
Oh
the
my
only reason I
god.
wanted a Wii U.
Fuck. I can't think of a reason I want a Wii U. A big reason would be the fucking Xbox 720 or whatever the fuck
Oh,
they
right,
call
about
it.
what they're thinking of what's going to go down.
Yeah, $300 a year fucking subscription cost to use your internet. There's that. There's the fucking always on stuff. No backwards compatibility, so you can't like fucking pop in Halo 4 or something and go playing that. You would have to fucking buy a digital download version on your
Right,
account.
and
Oh, and get this. Someone like me that actually, okay, you know how I've bought like a bunch of games on demand and I just download them and play them? Okay, I couldn't do that. Like, I couldn't go back to my old Xbox 360 games and re-download them. It would be an entirely new interface, so I would fucking have to go download Dragon Age Origins again and pay for it again, even though I
Yeah,
bought it
that
for the
is
Xbox
dumb.
360. So, yeah.
Like,
If this shit goes through, I am an Xbox gamer through and through. I love the Xbox. I love it a lot more than PS3 on the whole thing. Better graphics does not make a better game. So, and I'm really disappointed. Like, if Microsoft goes through this shit, I'm not paying for
Yeah,
it.
I
Like,
know. That
fuck
seems
that,
really
right?
expensive and pretty much like, no.
Yeah, the only reason I fucking pay $50 a month is because the fucking p compared to the PSN, it's a piece of shit. Like the PSN is a piece of shit
Oh,
compared
yeah.
to the Xbox. The Xbox dashboard, all the little plugins and whatnot. I have a news thing downloaded for the Xbox. Fuck, I can't remember it. So I have that. I use YouTube on the Xbox. Yeah, there's a lot of little plugins that I'm okay with paying for. So $50 a month, that's like what, $3, $4 a month for a $50 a year
Yeah,
subscription.
it's 50 bucks for a year
Yeah,
subscription,
so
and you're saying for 1 year later on it's going to be 300.
300,
What,
yeah.
six times the cost
That's what a lot of people, yeah.
for even more, less inconvenience, or more inconvenience, I should say.
I'm thinking about becoming a PC Master Race gamer. It's the fucking Steam, man. Fucking Steam is
Yeah,
so
especially with the
amazing. I
community
love
workshops
Steam.
now, it's like, okay, we saw that people like all these nice fan-made mods. Let's make it easier for them.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Gabe Newell, I swear that. Plenty of people fucking give that guy praise. Like constantly, they give him praise, and it's still not enough. The guy was actually ahead of his time. He actually used to work for Microsoft,
Interesting.
and yeah, and he saw that OSs were not the way of the future, not a good way to make money. So he branched off and started doing his own thing. That eventually would become Steam. I think the channel Lore on YouTube
Oh,
did a
neat.
video on it. On Gabe Newell's Lore. And he has a track record of all this innovative shit. He created
Really?
XP, I think. Yeah, he created some OS. It might be before that. It might be Windows 95. But I fucking remember seeing that. And I was like, huh, son of a bitch. Well, get on
Yep.
Half-Life
Yeah,
3!
that's all we want from him. Freaking. We want our second sequel to our series.
On our fucking overrated series. Oh, I said it! All the
Half-Life 3
dislikes.
needs to be made or I'm
Oh.
gonna kill Gabe Newell. Official.
Yeah. You know what? I actually over PS4 or Xbox, I might be a Steambox
Dick.
player. You hear about the console that
Oh, is
Valve is trying to
oh, is
create?
that an actual
The
thing?
Steambox?
Oh, that sounds awesome.
Yeah. Yeah, I
Is it like
might do
Steam in a
that
system?
over anything.
Like Steam in a
Yeah,
console?
what?
Oh, that sounds
Yeah,
awesome.
exactly. Steam and a console. Yeah, I know.
Yeah, I
So
think
I
I would do
might
that
do
too.
that. Yeah, over the fucking 720 or the
Like,
PS4.
if that's like a console
Yeah.
that even I could work on the like the little workshops with all the fan-made mods, that would be amazing.
You can work on the fucking workshop now. It's just you're too intimidated by
No,
your
I
computer.
mean I like I get a lot of the fa I get a lot of the mods too for games.
No. Okay, I thought you said you would sit
Oh,
down and
no.
create mods. Oh, okay. Eh, creating mods is fun because you
I'm
can
sure.
do
I
whatever
might.
with them.
I don't know. I might learn one day.
I put a boobs on this assault rifle.
1 million downloads.
This assault rifle is on fire and has
Everyone
boobs.
in the world downloads it.
And it shoots shuriken and
Everyone
lightning.
in the world downloads it.
I'm actually currently working on the flamethrower for Left 4 Dead 2, and
Flamethrower from what? Flamethrower
using
from
the
what?
source mod. What? I'm just fucking trying to create a
Oh, just a
flamethrower for
flamethrower.
Left 4 Dead 2. Well, it's gonna be a weapon pickup like
Yeah,
the
it's gonna have its own
LMG.
limited ammo.
So there's gonna be a yeah. So there's gonna be a limited ammo. There's gonna be team kill possibilities with it, so it's not too fucking
Get the
OP.
flamethrower,
So a
get flame
person
rounds
has to be
with
careful with it. Get a close round of the
it.
flamethrower.
My
Explosive
God, my little baby would
fire!
come his pants.
I refuse to give pleasure to Michael Bay at all. Fuck Michael Bay. And his Transformers ruining fucking TMNT alien heaven ass. So, yeah, I'm actually mod trying to model the flamethrower after the Halo 3 flamethrower with the
Oh, I
fucking
like that
shark
one.
head on it. Yeah. You really you're a big reason that I started working on the mod because I was bored one day and I was like, fuck, how could I make this game more fun? And I started thinking over the years, since we knew we've played a lot of fucking shooters and combat games, and I was like, how, what does this not do for Chicken? I'm like, there's no flamethrower in this game, and Chicken always uses a flamethrower in like whatever game we
I like the
play.
flamethrower a lot.
Huh.
Pretty much in like Black
You
Ops 1,
fucking
I mainly
flaming
use the flamethrower attachment as
faggot.
a main weapon.
Oh, I remember the hate mail. Oh, I remember the hate
It's
mail.
really a sorry if I'm just gonna use the flamethrower on it. Like I even abused like a little glitch where I could get basically unlimited ammo with it. Like it wasn't a known glitch because the flamethrower was underused,
Did
but
you?
it was like basically you drop it before you empty the clip, you pick it back up and it has full ammo again. Yeah, so I like, okay,
Wow.
I'm still on my killing streak with this thing, whatever.
Huh. So is there a
Sadly
flamethrower in
not.
the latest Call of Duty? Wow.
I know.
That's lame. Oh well. What about World at War? Did
I
you ever play
kinda
that
played
one?
that one, yeah. Like I played it.
There was actually a perk when you got
Yeah.
the like fucking the level right before you prestige, where it was a perk, so you would get three weapons. The fuck is this? Oh, so excuse me while I have my rocket launcher sniper rifle and fucking
Yeah, that was one of the things that you could get as one like
flamethrower,
the very last unlock was a flamethrower.
you faggot. Yeah. Again, I fucking refuse. I can recall every Call of Duty I bought it for one person because this one person wouldn't fucking leave me alone about it. Captain, we fucking need a leader to fucking play with us and tactical expertise and shit. You should come play with us. And Call of Duty 4, it was a little asshole that I knew called 420 Martyr. Yeah. He had a different name. I think it was Holy Hell Warrior, I think. Yeah, that was definitely it. And we formed a shitty little clan called Mercenaries for Hire. So there was that, and then it
Isn't that
went
kind of a
to World
redundant
at
name,
War.
if you know that
Well,
you
World at
think about it?
War, Mercenaries for Hire, that
Oh,
was
just to
the
be
clan
redundant?
behind it.
Oh.
And that was actually our logo. That other clans saw how good we were and actually paid us to fight in their clan battles for them.
Interesting.
Yeah. So we actually had the mercenary thing, but I was an asshole. Fucking, I was an asshole that just not too long ago got out of the military, so I was way too into it. And I treated these guys a lot worse than I should have, and live and learn. So, and the next game was Call of Duty War. I actually fucking traded in Halo Wars, a game I fu an
Yeah,
underrated
I
classic that
loved Halo
I
Wars.
really like.
Made nothing but them.
Flamethrower. Okay, funny story between me and Chicken that we'd be constantly do 1v1s in fucking Halo Wars for a whose dick is bigger contest.
It was
And
I think we played
one
on
of
Blood
the
Gulch, and you like built up tanks and whatnot, and I just sent
yeah,
a
Blood Gulch.
battalion of flamethrower units at you.
I was like, oh shit. And I saw that you were building flamethrower units and fucking normal marines, just to fucking because they're supposed to be, fuck up the best marine was the ODST, and they're supposed to fuck up vehicles with their special ability. So you would do that, and I noticed that you only did that. So I had my fucking battalion of tanks, fucking mess with you at the front, and I had my elephant units, aka the fucking spawners, go behind you, and I built only flamethrower units, and my flamethrowers actually killed all of your guys, and you were so, Captain, you're burning them all alive! What are you doing? I'm just like,
I remember this
ah,
battle like
burn in the
I remember this battle
flames!
lasted like 10 minutes long because you could also like drop in more ODSTs and I just kept dropping in more.
Oh, fuck. They just wouldn't. Yeah, I was like, oh shit, a new crop came up. Burn them, guys.
Like I was like, okay, more.
So. that's something I'll remember for the probably the rest of my life. But, World at War is our still mutual friend, Sinful Solace. He was actually bitching and complaining about it. He was one of the last members of Mercenaries for Hire that still talked to me. Because we were friends back in Halo 2, in during the original Xbox Live days. So I traded in Halo Wars, which came out like a fucking month beforehand, probably less. I bought that, and then what was the next in the
I
series?
think
Modern Warfare?
after, I think after World at War was Modern Warfare 2. I could be wrong about
Modern
that.
Warfare 2. Yeah, Modern Warfare 2. Yeah. No, you're right. Modern Warfare 2. I think I bought Modern Warfare 2. I know I bought it for somebody. Okay. I actually used to be a substitute teacher. Kinda not really. It was for an ROC, ROTC thing. Because if you did X amount of school on top of you were in the military, they would allow you to teach ROTC classes. This for a substitute teacher thing. And one of the teachers had surgery for, so he was out for months. So I was basically their full-time teacher. So, and these little Republican dickheads that were way into the military for fucking high schoolers, they grew on me after a while. So they were just like, "You should buy this game and
They
play with
actually
us."
sound like
So I'm
toddlers.
just like, "But no, but it's the best way to convey them, dick,
Quickly,
to
let's
share
charge the
that."
noobs!
And I think you were actually you left the country
Did
for a
I?
month around this time.
Where was I?
Yeah. You told me you left America for a month before
Don't think I
vacation
actually.
when you got
I
back.
never left
This was back
America.
w the what did Do you remember the whole month long vacation thing?
May I know, like.
You were underneath the tag Chris
I
Chickens
think,
back then.
like, the lo
Instead of your
farthest I've
current one.
been is DC, but I've never spent a month there. I was like a field trip or something. I may have been in Texas.
Maybe. But you were gone for a while. And so I was just fucking playing with random people, so they prompted me to get that. You were the reason I bought Black Ops 1. I fucking hated it. But you were the reason why. And you were actually the reason why I
Was
bought
I?
Modern
I hated
Warfare
Modern Warfare
3
3. Modern Warfare
as
3 was
well.
horrible. Probably my least favorite in the series.
Every Call of Duty is horrible. Fuck you. Every Call of Duty
Yeah,
has
but
been
Modern Warfare
bad.
3 was the epitome.
It is the epitome of suck in
I
the
mean,
lineage
really
of
the only reason
suck.
I play Call of Duty nowadays, like, I gave it a chance before, like, the first couple of them, you know? Like, but mainly the reason I play is because, well, I like to spend time with my brothers when they're, and, you know, they don't live with me, and, you know, and we just have some online fun.
Well, yeah, I can understand that. But there are these people that I used to go to an anime club for the local college.
Anime
You know, I used
club.
to hang out and watch anime.
Do they?
And these little.
I haven't
Yeah,
really
shut up.
seen, like, some of these off clubs in schools around here. And I always saw these things like the chess club, the
At the local
math club, the
college?
blah 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 club. I
Yeah,
never knew
those are
that. I was
actual
like, I see these
things.
in shows and whatnot. I'm like, is this actual real? I've never seen that around here. I want to make the bear club, man.
I'm actually. Do you remember that Tony Stark guy I was telling you about that I got really wasted with? He was actually the vice
Never heard of that.
president of the chess club. And I was, like, oh, I'm such a fucking smart genius and badass and whatnot. I'm gonna play you in chess and beat your ass. He beat me in like 4 moves on the first game. So I'm just like, well, I have to step up my game. It eventually came down to a stalemate. I had like two pawns and a castle,
So you
and
didn't
he had two
have
pawns.
Le Pawn the Third. Darn.
No. So yeah, I had two pawns, or he had two pawns. Shut up! I just got mad. fuck you. So, and I
You
think I
called it
had
a
a
castle again.
castle,
You called
and
it a
everything else
pawn.
was gone. So, fuck you! It's a rook. It's a rook or a castle. So, and basically that. There's no way I could have fucking got his knight or his king into check. And there's nothing he could have done to me. Because he couldn't have fucking done anything with his pawn since they were stuck by that. So it was a big ass stalemate, and we haven't played since then. So yeah, chess club is a thing. Yeah. But back to the anime club story. I was hanging out with these guys, and they were like, oh yeah, we play Call of Duty on the fucking hardcore circuit.
Oh,
And
those
I'm just like,
people?
shut the fuck up, you fucking goddamn weeaboos. Oh, I fucking
Those
hate you.
people. It's like, join our clan. You could, if you do, you have to pay. You have to pay to get your gamer tag changed to this in it.
But okay,
Using mommy's debit
it
card.
wasn't. Yeah, those are the worst. But it wasn't. They're actually. I wouldn't call them hardcore black guys, but they were stereotypically
Right.
black. But they liked anime. Y'all motherfuckers said A at the end of words that didn't
What?
have
Like
A
what?
at the end of them. Motherfucker, nigga, I don't know, soda works. I don't know, but yeah, it's that they would always speak with
Right.
Ebonics as well. Yeah, so when they were like, oh, we're really big in Call of Duty, I'm like, okay, what about other fucking games like Halo Reach or Team Fortress 2, aka games that, you know, you don't die in three hits with a gun that fucking shoots 50 rounds a second. No, that shit for noobs, bruh. Bruh is another thing that, with an A, where it doesn't belong.
Technically at the end of Boss.
So, yeah.
Unless you're talking about the article
Shut
of
up.
Clothing.
It's not a word. You can't spell it. It's not a word
Unless
in the dictionary.
You're talking
you can't
about
spell
the
it correctly.
Article of clothing.
Bang it. That's bra, as in B-R-A.
Exactly, so
B-U-R-A.
Shut up.
Bro. Kiss my ass. Okay, we've been talking for 50 minutes, a.k.a. I've been chewing off the ears of the fucking podcast, or the audience at home. So, we'll see you guys next week, where we do have a guest for All next right, week.
And
so,
he's been a cat,
we'll see you then.
And I've been a chicken.
Later, people.
Bark, bark, bark,
Stop
bark, bark,
doing
bark.
My outro! Fuck.